This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
888-957-957. I got two Warrior questions for you.
Okay.
So instead of going, is it a 40-win team? Is it a 50-win team? Over or under 45?
Yeah.
You got to pick one.
That's a great number because the actual over-under is 43.5.
But we all think otherwise. It seemed everybody in the room agreed, right?
Yeah. 45 is a tough one. Last year, their over-under was 48.5, and it went under 46. This year, we're all talking about how the team is, quote-unquote, better, but they're older, and so the pratfall of injury becomes more of a possibility, and like with all these over-under win totals, you're really one big injury away from the whole thing going to hell in a handbasket.
So what would you
if
pick?
You're on the over.
What would you pick?
45? I would go over, I'd be holding my nose.
I'm over.
That's a tough one.
I'm over.
Yeah. And I think about it this way, and I said this during the crossover. If you want to talk about best case and worst case scenarios, now not all the best cases are going to come true and not all the worst cases are going to happen, but for me, the best cases that would get you over 45 wins might be more challenging than the likelihood of the worst cases dragging you under 45.
Okay, and here's the other question. Of everybody who's on the roster right now, who are you like most intrigued to see tonight?
Buddy Hield. And that's
I thought you would say that.
I mean, it's Buddy Hield because I think that he is, and Steve Kerr said it to us yesterday, very unique guy. He brings a certain amount of joy and exuberance, and Buddy Buckets is a nickname that he has earned because he's a guy that reminds me in a lot of ways of Klay Thompson, peak Klay Thompson, where, you know, Klay's just going to go out there and Klay's going to shoot. They bring in Kevin Durant, and Klay openly says, well, he's not taking shots away from me. And I do think that Buddy Hield is going to be of the same mindset where I'm going to go out there and try and do what Buddy does, third person, and go out there and get my points,
well,
you know?
While we're doing third person, Steve Kerr came on the Willard and Dibbs show yesterday.
Nice.
He's going to do that every week throughout the basketball season. Don't know if you knew that. But this is what he said about what you're talking about Buddy Buckets.
Buddy is, number one, a breath of fresh air. I mean, I look forward to seeing him every day. He brings a joy and a lightness to work. He loves the game. He loves the process of putting in the work. And he's a hell of a player. I think he's second in the league in three-pointers made after Steph over the last 5 or 6 years. That's a pretty impressive number. So, you know, he's going to be a guy who we rely on for scoring off the bench and you know, a lot of threes, but also a lot of energy. I just like the way he plays. I like the feel when we put him into the game.
Okay. So I bet that's a pretty popular answer. Mine would be Kuminga just because so much is on the line. You know, he's blonde now, and he's the focus right out of the gate, and he did not get the extension. And that's what everybody's looking at. Like, are you going to look like a bajillion-dollar player or not? You know? And I mean, that doesn't get decided in one game. But that's the guy. That's the guy most, like, not, I'm not saying, like, that's my favorite thing about this team.
Right.
I just, that's the one I want to see. Do you look different? Do you look like a guy who is going to go get 20 points every night?
Right, and go get $40 million a year
would
be the thing. And it's hard because he has to do it for all 82 games. He can't just flash and then recede into the background. He's got to go out there and improve other facets of his game. I think that he can go out there and get you 15 or 16 a night without really improving offensively. So I want to see Jonathan Kuminga improve in the margins. Off-ball defense, rebounding, passing, three-point shooting is a part of scoring, I know. But all of the other things, the things that we don't know he's good at, I want to see him make those improvements. So, yeah, I'm with you on Kuminga.
888-957-9570. Over or under 45 wins, who is the player you really are most excited to see play? Warriors and Blazers tonight. Our coverage starts in 90 minutes. The game starts in just about 2.5 hours. Will from the East Bay is on. Hi, Will. Thanks for calling.
Well, good afternoon. Once again, good to talk to you guys. Let me put my dreidel down here for a second.
Nice.
Talk to you. Hey, listen. My obsession is always, and I'm being redundant here, but after watching the Olympics, and I'm an Olympics freak, okay, and watching Steph Curry win the gold medal for the Americans, okay, and he did. My addiction is always going to be on Steph, but I concur with Willard. I'll go with Jonathan Kuminga. I want to see what he brings to the table. Cup is half full, 50-plus. Got another thought on what you were talking about, okay? And this is the young man, the rookie, Ricky Pearsall, who got shish kebab by a bullet, spent a couple months in the hospital and came back. And I heard the same things on TV and on radio that you guys heard, the audacity to sit there and critique his, you know, yards of separation or after the catch. Give me a effing break here, okay? So what's next? You're going to have a running back maybe getting a head-on collision, be in intensive care for a week, and he's going to come back, and they're going to go, well, he only had 3 yards per carry this week, okay? Leave you with one last thought. As a rookie, ever received a Comeback Player of the Year award? And I will leave you with that. Thank you guys, as usual, for taking my call.
Yeah, Will, thanks. I don't even know if they're eligible.
Right, I don't think so.
I don't think they're eligible.
Somebody had that in Matt Barrow's mailbag today, and he basically just laughed at the person.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. The guy got shot.
Right.
He got shot, and he played in week 7. That's kind of bananas. How many weeks in was Brian Robinson? Remember, he got shot. The Commanders running back.
Yep. This year he got shot?
No. But
last year?
No, same thing, I think. I think it was the same thing when he was like a rookie. And they drafted him to kind of be the starter, and then he got shot, and it got delayed. And then he played. I don't know.
He got shot twice in the right leg in August.
Okay.
Late August.
So same thing. Ricky was late August.
Mm-hmm.
And not that, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's amazing that both of them were fine and able to come play football. But
yeah, like August 28th, wow.
Almost to the day. So, like, Ricky, to be shot in the chest and play week 7 is pretty amazing. So I get the sentiment behind, like, is he Comeback Player of the Year? But they do have rules on that now, and I don't know if he's eligible. I would think not.
Yeah, I don't think that he would be, but, I mean, it's a pretty remarkable story, certainly, and to come back that quickly. And I'm looking at Brian Robinson's game log, and he played October 9th. So he missed 4 games. He got shot in the leg twice and missed the first 4. Then he came out, and he had 9 carries in week 5.
Okay,
yeah.
So there it is. So even quicker.
Even quicker.
Wow.
And I'm not saying getting shot in the leg. I've never been shot, period, but shot twice in the leg as opposed to the chest. Probably not as serious, but as a running back getting shot in the leg, right?
A little less serious, but yeah, still, you know.
Shot twice.
A bullet.
Yeah. 2 bullets.
2 of them. Larry in Lafayette next up. We're going to try Monty Poole here in about 10 minutes. Hey, Larry, what's up? You're on with Willard and Dibs.
Well, I'm looking forward tonight to watching both Kuminga and Moody, because I think the thing they have not yet shown is that they're capable of playmaking for their other teammates. The last few games, they're getting 15 to 17 each, but no assists at all. And I think that's crucial to the team movement just making them more aware of looking around and playing the entire floor and not just looking for their shot.
That's an interesting thought. I mean, Larry, what if I threw this at you? There are I'm with you on ball movement, but there are certain players. Klay Thompson was one of them, by the way, who are never going to amass a lot of assists because it's kind of like not what they're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doing on the court, you know?
No, I'd agree, but I think with the pace that we're going to be playing on and the fact that these two guys are both young and with some speed, they're going to have a lot more opportunities. And to be honest, just watch them. They're not really looking for their teammates, even on fast breaks. So I really think that's part of Kerr's philosophy. And I think that also bringing the ball up for Moody is a bit of a challenge right now. If he's pressed, I think he's got to be a little bit better ball handler so he can take a little pressure off of Steph.
Larry, thanks, man. It's an interesting call. I'll tell you one thing he just made me think of, and as we're sitting here talking about Kuminga, and I would definitely vote for him as the one I have the most curiosity about. I also think there's a challenge that's baked into this year for Kuminga, and it's anybody who's in his position, who's, quote, betting on themselves. In other words, nope, they're not signing a contract. They're going to go into what would be considered a lame duck year if you were a coach, and you're going to play it out and see what happens. Joe Flacco famously did this with the Ravens, won the Super Bowl, made a truck full of money. It's that kind of thing. I wonder, though, because this is basketball, Jonathan Kuminga is going to have to fight the urge to force it. And maybe it even goes to what Larry's saying. Like, he's not looking to pass. Well, I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga is supposed to look for the pass first, but you do want the ball to move, and you don't want him to force it. In fact, I'd argue it's what he's not good at. Jonathan has worked on a shot. Let's see if he's got it. He's a great finisher. But if you're just facing up one-on-one, go to the rim, it gets a little wild sometimes with Jonathan. And let's be real. He's going to want to put up 20 points a game. He's going to want to justify a massive extension. And so I wonder how he's going to navigate the idea of stats versus the right thing to do on any given possession.
Depends on what the people closest to him, his coaches and his advisors, are telling him is important. And the other thing about this is he's going to be a restricted free agent, which means another team can give him an offer, and then the Warriors have to match that offer. So for Kuminga, it's about showing the other 29 teams exactly who you are.
Yep.
And how much they're going to want you in the offseason, because if you play the right way, and that doesn't just mean going out and trying to get 22, 23 points a night, which he could probably do. Percentages go down. Win-loss probably goes down at the detriment of the overall team concept. If he plays the right way and develops in the other areas, I think then he can go out there and show people, look, I improved my rebounding, my assists, my defense was better, my three-point shooting was better, and yes, my points per game went from 9.9 my second year to 16.1 last year. And even if it doesn't go up, really, if the rebounds go up and the assists go up and the defense is better and all the rest of it, he's going to get his money.
Warrior fans, where are you? I know you've been chomping at the bit. This is the longest wait we've had for a Warrior season in forever. They didn't even make the playoffs. So this is your opportunity to really talk this out. One of many opportunities obviously coming, but 888-957-9570. Would you take the over or the under on 45 wins? And if you had to pick one player you were really excited to see tonight, who is it? Let's take your calls. While we're talking Kuminga, Steve Kerr said this to us yesterday on the situation he's in with no contract extension.
That's just normal negotiation stuff. I mean, we want JK here for the long haul. And obviously, I want him to have a great year and put himself in a position next summer where we agree to a contract and you know, I want one that he's thrilled with and that we're happy with as well. So that's the plan. You know, I think for JK, it's a matter of continuing to get better like he's been doing for the last 3 years. You know, I think everybody wants everything to happen right away, but for young players especially, it rarely works that way. But if you just look at JK's arc of development, you know, he is dramatically better now than he was 3 years ago. So you just got to keep working, keep getting better at everything that we're teaching every day.
Yeah, it's interesting. Steve kind of answered it the same way he answered negotiations about himself throughout the year last year. Like, just relax. Normal negotiation stuff.
Yeah.
And that's true. I think it's also more complex than that behind the scenes. Jonathan Kuminga has not proven yet that he is worthy of that number, in my opinion.
The number that he was asking for is a number that was given to some people in his draft class, but those people had proven more than he's proven, and that's fair to say. So if Jonathan Kuminga would have come in and said, look, I just want $30 million a year, give me the Jordan Poole contract, and I'm good, they probably would have found a way to get that done. Moses Moody, in his same draft class, got a contract done because he got, what, $39 million over 3 years?
Yeah, so, 13 a year.
Yeah, 3 and 39 for Moses, which is a good number. Now, could Moses have gone out this year and played better and earned more? Maybe. Or
maybe
he could have been
no
buried on the bench and he doesn't get minutes right. And he doesn't get that money. So the Moody negotiation was a lot more straightforward, where it was 3 and 39, and Moses probably looked at it and said, you know what, it's good. I'm still young. I'll do the 3 years, and at that point I'm 26, and now maybe I'm ready to flourish somewhere, and then I'll get the bag. If you're Kuminga, you're on the cusp of getting that bag now, but he wanted max money, and the team is probably saying, let's slow your roll a little bit. Let's see one more year of you taking that step up, then he's going to get the bag.
Let's go to Telmo in the city here on Weather and Dibs next. Hi, Telmo, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing? So just first and foremost, I'm going to make this quick, but just thank you for I've avoided sports radio all week because I knew it was going to be a hot take doom spiral after that 49ers game. I love Guru. I love Monte. I love, you know, Shasky. But I know their emotions were going to be all over the place, and I just couldn't deal with it. But you guys had the one Mr. Greg Cosell and the doc on, and it is strictly information and science-based conversations, and that's such a breath of fresh air, so thank you. The one player I want to watch tonight is Buddy Hield, because I think with Clay being gone, I'm looking to see if he can be that guy, whether it's off the bench or he's closing out games, whatever the situation is, that could come in and give the Warriors 18 to 20 points consistently, give them, you know, 39, 40% three-point shooting, and just be that consistent, that consistency that we wanted to see from Clay that we didn't necessarily get in the last year, maybe even the last 2 years. I'll take the rest of it off the air. Thanks,
okay.
Fellas.
All right, Telmo, thank you for the call. It's a good call, but don't you ever avoid sports radio for an entire week ever again.
Need you.
Don't you ever do that. Now, I think actually he gave me the name of my next year's fantasy team. Hot Take Boom Spiral.
It's pretty good. Hot Take Doom Spiral, yeah.
Was it Doom?
Doom,
or Boom?
Yeah, Doom.
Yours is better. Hot Take Doom Spiral.
Yep.
I mean, that's intimidating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.